Chapter 64. The rain spits its rage at our windows. The wind's a persistent howl, an animal begging to be let in for the night. Felicity and Dan have begun a half-hearted game of tiddlywinks to keep their nerves at bay. They flick the colourful circles at each other, but neither keeps score. Just outside, front and back, Kartik and Falson keep watch. Miss McCleady is furious about it, but Mrs. Nightwing insisted, and I'm glad. I wish Inspector Kent were here, but he has taken Mademoiselle Lafarge to London to visit his family. I peek out the windows at the angry wind. My tea sits untouched. I'm far too troubled to drink it. Bridget is in the large wingback chair by the fire, regaling the younger girls with stories, which they devour, begging for more and more.
"Have you ever seen pixies, Bridget?"
one of the little girls asks.
"Aye,"
Bridget says gravely.
"I've seen pixies,"
a girl with dark ringlets says, wide-eyed. Bridget laughs like an indulgent aunt.
"Have you now, love? Were they stealing your shoes or leaving the biscuits flat?"
"No, I saw them last night on the back lawn."
The hair on my arms rises as quickly as a flash fire. Bridget frowns.
"Talking nonsense, you are."
"It isn't nonsense,"
the child insists.
"I saw them last night from my window. They bade me come play."
I swallow hard. "What did they look like?" Bridget tickles the girl.
"Oh, go on. You're telling stories to your old Bridget."
Mrs. Nightwing's face shows true fear. Even Miss McCleady is listening with interest.
"I promise," the girl says in earnest. "On my life, I saw them, riders in black cloaks. Their poor horses were so cold and pale. They bade me come down and ride with them, but I was too frightened."
Anne takes hold of my hand. I can feel her fear pulsing under her skin. Alarm creeps into Mrs. Nightwing's voice. "You say this was last night, Sally?"
"Lillian,"
Miss McCleady warns, but Mrs. Nightwing ignores her. The little girl nods vehemently.
"They had one of the mummers with them, the tall, funny one. They said they would come back tonight."
The wind howls, rattling my teacup on its saucer.
"Sahira,"
Mrs. Nightwing's face has gone ashen. Miss McCleady will not let this fire catch among the girls. She'll put it out, just as Eugenia tried to long ago.
"Listen to me, Sally. You had a dream, that's all. A very bad dream."
The little girl shakes her head.
"It was real. I saw them."
"No, you didn't,"
Bridget says.
"Dreams is funny that way."
"I suppose it could be a dream,"
the girl says. They've made her uncertain, and that's how it's done. That's how we come to doubt what we know to be true.
"Tonight you'll have a nice glass of warm milk, and there'll be no dreams to trouble you,"
Miss McCleady assures her.
"Now, Bridget's got to see to her duties in the kitchen."
Amidst the girls' protests for just one more tale, Bridget hurries out of the great room.
"Gemma?"
Anne asks, her voice tight with fear.
"I don't think I'm wrong after all," I whisper. "I believe the Winterlands creatures were here. I think they're coming back."